在英文当中有好多常见的名词是要和介词 to 搭配的。For example, key, answer, threat, advantage, disadvantage, admission, damage, and so on. 所以在学习的时候一定要加以积累。同学们不仅要掌握住 obstacle, 同时要辨析 obstruction,Hindrance, 那么这几个名词应该如何去用呢？ Obstacle, 指阻于途中的物体，也是阻碍发展的状况。像我们刚提到了，缺少教育是导致成功的障碍。Lack of education is obstacle to success. Obstruction, O-B-S-T-R-U-C-T-I-O-N, 障碍物。指阻塞通道的东西。There must be an obstruction in the pipe. There must be an obstruction in the pipe. 管子里面肯定有阻塞物。Hindrance, H-I-N-D-R-A-N-C-E, 阻碍事物发展的人或物。OK, 它重点突出的是妨碍事物的发展。For example, you are more of a hindrance than a help.You are more of a hindrance than a help. 与其说你帮我忙，倒不如说你妨碍了我的发展。OK, next. Ground. 即过去式过去分词 ground. This is a transitive verb. 那么这个动词能表达摩擦。For example, grind wheat into flour. 把小麦磨成面粉。Grind something to pieces.把某物弄成碎片。Grind one's teeth in anger. Grind one's teeth in anger. 气得咬牙切齿。Okay, next important word, halt. Halt means stop. Halt, 相当于 stop. Now translate the sentence. They halt for a few minutes. They halt for a few minutes.那么请大家要把握住几个词汇。Stop, 最普通的用语。它可以代替 halt, cease, pause. Cease, 在35课我们已经学过。这是一个非常正式的用词表示终止。The heart will cease to beat when life ceases. 那么当一个人生命结束的时候，他的心脏也就永远停止了跳动。The heart will cease to beat when life ceases.Pause, 暂停。It's an interesting word, 它是一个不及物动词。He paused for breath, 他暂停来喘口气儿。He paused for breath. Halt, 强调的是暂时停顿。OK, 像我们刚提到的，他们暂时停了几分钟。They halted for a few minutes. Now read at me the four words here. Halt, cease, pause, stop. 那么同时 halt 又是一个名词。我们如果表示停了下来 come to a halt, come to a stop, got it? 最常用的用法 come to a halt. OK, so much for the vocabulary. Now let's get on to the text. Nothing to worry about, 不必担心。The rough road across the plain soon became so bad that we tried to get Bruce to drive back to the village we had come from.The reason why we tried to get Bruce to drive back to the village we had come from is quite clear. The rough road across the plain soon became so bad. 穿过平原的路高低不平，路面越走越崎岖，所以我们想劝说布鲁斯呢把车开回到我们出发的那个小镇。Get Bruce to drive back to the village. Get somebody to do something. You know, persuade somebody to do. Advise somebody to do. 一定要注意，无论是用 persuade, advise, 还是 get, 都要和动词不定式 to 搭配。Now translate my sentence. Please get them to finish the work as quickly as possible. Please get them to finish the work as quickly as possible. 请一定要想尽办法说服他把烟戒掉。Please get him to give up smoking. Even though the road was littered with boulders and pitted with holes, 注意两个小小的短语 be littered with boulders, 布满了大石头 be pitted with holes, 坑坑洼洼 even though, even if, 用来引导让步状语从句即使路面坑坑洼洼布满了石头 Bruce was not in the least perturbed. Let's say, Bruce was not perturbed at all. 注意这里有一个经典的表达方式 not in the least. Not in the least 相当于 not at all. 也可以表达为 not a bit. 或者表达为 not the least bit. 表示一点也不。但是无论如何不能使用 not a little. Not a little 相当于 very much. OK? So, 布鲁斯一点都不慌乱，一点都不担忧。Now please read at me the phrases here. Not in the least. Not a bit. Not at all. Not the least bit. 如果使得语气更加强烈的话，我们可以采用如下的表达方式。By no means. By no means, 绝不。In no way, in no way, on no account, at no times, under no circumstances, 那么以上的表达方式都表示绝不。So according to this sentence we know,Bruce was not a perturbed person. Glancing at his map, he informed us that the next village was a mere 20 miles away. A mere, you know, a mere means only. 我们在运用 mere 的时候一定要注意它必须和不定冠词 a 搭配。这在我们以前所学到的篇章当中已经讲到过。相当于 only,Right? Glancing at his map, 瞥了一眼这个地图。Okay, we can say, glancing at his map briefly, 只是瞥了一眼。He informed us, 他正式地告知我们, the next village was only 20 miles away, 下一个村庄仅仅是20英里的路程了。It was not that Bruce always underestimated difficulties,He simply had no sense of danger at all. It was not to say, 在这里可以说把 to say 省略掉了。这并不是说 Bruce always underestimated difficulties. 布鲁斯总是低估困难。He simply had no sense of danger at all. 他根本没有危险的感觉。No matter what the conditions were, 不论情况是怎么样。He believed that a car should be driven as fast as it could possibly go. Let's see. He believed that a car should be driven as fast as possible. It could possibly go. 相当于 as possible. Got it? 那么车呢必须以最高速的速度行驶。As we bumped over the dusty track, dusty road. 那么这里的 track 贴在了上面的 road